Hi everyone, Hindy Pearson from caringforaseniordog.com. I just wanted to thank you all for dropping by and having a look around my site. I just thought I'd tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a longtime animal welfare advocate, and I do what I can to bring attention to the suffering of animals everywhere. I am a longtime shelter volunteer. I've done lots of different things in different shelters over the years. I've been a co-chair of an annual fundraising walkathon. I've worked in the marketing department helping come up with new fundraising ideas. I have been a cat and dog adoption counselor. I have socialized cats, walk dogs, and foster and adopt special needs and senior dogs. The reason I started this website is because I have a real soft spot for senior dogs and cats. And when I was volunteering, every day I would just watch people who would just walk by all the older dogs and head straight for the puppies. And I always found that so heartbreaking, because at the end of their lives, senior dogs are just carelessly dumped and they die alone. And it's when they need people the most. So, that's why I'm so passionate about caring for them and raising awareness about them and promoting the adoption of senior dogs and cats. So this particular site, my goal really is to make it a one-stop resource for anyone caring for senior dogs. And on this site, we're going to be talking about the various health challenges that can affect senior dogs, treatment options. We talk about general health and welfare issues, also even more practical things, not that the others aren't practical, but things like how to find the right vet or how to find the right pet sitter. We're also going to be looking at alternative treatments for dogs and We're going to be interviewing veterinary professionals, both, I want to say, traditional Western medicine and those who practice holistic and alternative therapies. I will be meeting with those really kind and compassionate souls who dedicate their lives to rescuing seniors from horrific conditions, from rescuing them from shelters, and finding them foster and permanent homes. I'm also going to be inviting people involved in senior dog care and in that field of rescue to, and also veterinarians, anybody involved in the care and treatment of seniors. I'm going to be inviting them to write guest posts. So new information is provided really at least twice a week. So I hope you're going to check back often. And I hope you find this website really helpful as you care for your senior dog. And if you have any stories or information, helpful tips, any of your experiences would really help the rest of my readers with their senior dog. So feel free to contact me or post comments at the end of any of the posts, and tell us what living with a senior dog is like for you. Anyway, I'm glad you found my site, and I hope you find it really helpful, and I look forward to hearing your stories. Bye for now.